This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The G7 summit has ended in France, with President Trump saying he's open to meeting with Iran's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Summit host Emmanuel Macron says there's now a roadmap for ending the nuclear impasse between Washington and Tehran, and hopes the two presidents will meet in the coming weeks. President Trump says he's willing.
If the circumstances were correct or the right, I would certainly agree to that.
Macron and other world leaders have been trying to salvage the nuclear deal from which Trump pulled the U.S. last year. Macron made the surprise move of inviting Iran's top diplomat to the summit. And even though the president did not meet with him, says he feels good about progress on a deal.
It may not be immediately, but I think ultimately we're going to do something.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Macron and the African Development Bank have launched a $300 million initiative to boost businesses owned by African women. The initiative was announced at the G7 summit and is aimed at increasing credit access to African businesswomen across the continent over a five-year period. The African Development Bank says that 77% of African women do not have access to the financial sector. It says the loss to the economy due to gender inequality in sub-Saharan Africa is estimated to be $2.5 trillion. The Democratic Republic of Congo has announced a coalition government. The announcement comes 8 months after President Felix Tshisekedi won a long-delayed presidential election. Under the power-sharing deal, 23 posts are going to members of Tshisekedi's Direction for Change, while the remaining 42 will be filled by members of former President Joseph Kabila's Common Front for Congo. The December vote was marred by disorganization at many polling stations, including missing voter rolls and malfunctioning electronic voting machines. In Washington, this is VOA News. A coalition of 19 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. has announced it will sue the federal government to stop a new rule that would allow migrants seeking asylum in the United States to be detained indefinitely. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the new rule would violate the Flores Agreement, which stipulates that a child cannot be held in immigration detention more than 20 days.
This notion that you can indefinitely intern children in this state is perverse, unconscionable. Clearly in violation of Flores, and clearly warrants this action.
California Attorney General Xavier Becerra noted that 20 state attorneys general have declared support for the cause.
Those 20 AGs are taking on the Trump administration because we wish to protect children. We wish to protect them from irreparable harm, which may be caused by this unlawful detention orchestrated by the Trump administration.
The rule published on Friday is set to take effect in October. The Trump administration argues that migrants with children bet on getting a quicker hearing because of the detention limit. A Palestinian base in eastern Lebanon near the border with Syria has been attacked by what local officials and media are reporting as Israeli drones. That's amid rising tensions in the Middle East. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Three strikes just minutes apart apparently hit the base of a Syrian-backed group known as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, an ally of the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group. The base is located near the village of Kusava in the eastern Bekaa Valley. An official of the Palestinian group said that the strike was carried out by Israeli drones and did not inflict any casualties. He accused the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of using such attacks to boost his credentials ahead of Israel's parliamentary elections next month. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran has sold the oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. Reuters' Joe Davies reports the vessel's owner will decide on its next destination.
Iran has sold oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. The IRIB news agency quoted an Iranian government spokesman on Monday. It added that the vessel's owner will decide its next destination, but didn't identify the recipient of the oil carried by the Adrian Darya tanker. The ship was released after a five-week standoff over whether it was carrying Iranian oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the military to cut fuel transfers to Gaza in half. This is in response to rocket attacks from the coastal strip, raising tensions along Israel's southern border. Netanyahu also instructed his staff to prepare plans for building a new neighborhood in a West Bank settlement near where a teenage Israeli girl was killed in an explosion last week. Israel said the blast was a Palestinian attack. VOA News.